Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Tom Fairbanks. Tom is engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. Tom, we made it. It's the end of July. I will never be so happy to see a month in the rearview mirror. It's been kind of miserable, you know. Not much rain, really hot. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes. We do have a chance. Let's see, the 31st is what, Sunday?
Yes.
So we still have a chance to get a little more rain in our monthly gauge.
And up to the night before last, we had nothing up at our house in 4 weeks. But anyway, it is our Friday program, and we do a Friday shout-out to our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com. Thank you, Dylan Smith, for your support. Inside Tucson Business supports us, the Green Valley News, and Saharita's son, Dan Shear, who's with me in studio. Dan, thanks for your support to the two papers.
Thank you.
TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, that's Emil Franzi's operation, and David Morales is the three Sonorans, all prominently display the Buckmaster page on their front page home site and then link over to our website. Our Friday Focus interview today, Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos is with us. Sheriff Nanos, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
For the first time in 36 years, Clarence Dupnik's name will not appear on the ballot for Pima County Sheriff, but Sheriff Dupnik's friend and longtime associate, Democrat Chris Nanos, is seeking to win the seat he was appointed to by the Pima County Board of Supervisors when Sheriff Dupnik stepped down last year. Joining me, Dan Shear. Dan is, of course, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. If you'd like to join the conversation, 790-2040. We do a Facebook at easy to find under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and I try every day to do a little Twitter. Not as good at it as I am with Facebook. This is kind of a Facebook town anyway, I think. Nothing against Twitter. Sheriff, how are you?
I'm good, sir.
Let's begin with, we had H.T. Sanchez, superintendent of the TUSD schools, on the show yesterday. We were talking about school safety. How big a role does your department play in school safety? And we've got school at TUSD anyway, kids coming back next week.
Yes, actually, Dr. Sanchez is a big part of this program for us, for our school resource officers program. Last year, we started it off again. It had been absent for about 6-7 years. We had a pretty successful run this past year with dealing with some 70,000 students from all over the not just TUSD, but Sunnyside and Vail and Marana and Amphi, all of them. Right now, we have a team of 13 SROs. School resource officers that we hope to increase through some grant funding by September, and we'll ramp that up to 20 SROs to cover all 20 schools and the feeders with an SRO for each program. They do a great job.
I was going to ask you, does it make a difference to have a school resource officer in every school?
Absolutely, because what happens is if you don't and one of the schools has a problem that day, they borrow from the other school, so now you've taken away from a school and all of a sudden that one blows up. And these are problems that can be pretty complicated involving these kids, and it takes a lot of man hours away. To me, the real value, though, is having my team in with the not just the schools, not just the principals and the teachers and the counselors, but also the parents and the students. There's a number of things we did outside the school that we would have never been able to do had we not known what was going on from the school's perspective. And I'll give you a great example is we had a young man who was struggling in school, had some real difficult times, and our officers went with him to his home. Our deputies went to his home and learned that here's this mom of 10 kids. She's single parent. 10. Single parent, has all kinds of issues, just as you can imagine, just financial issues. And we were able to get the community to kick in a lot of money, a lot of funding, a lot of food, get things into that home, get her the resources and tools and she needed to manage and allow this kid an opportunity to actually go to school and be a little bit less stressed at home and start learning and doing well.
Here's Dan Shear.
Mark Napier, one of the GOP candidates for sheriff, in an interview with Bill earlier this month and then with me about 6 weeks ago, was talking about how law enforcement is getting much more complex, and I'm sure you'd agree with that. And we're not talking just electronically and getting the message out through social media and all that type of stuff, but psychologically also. Off there, you were mentioning just some initiatives coming down the pike for Pima County Sheriff's Department. Are any of them going to address some of these changing ways that our culture is looking at handling issues psychologically or other ways?
Well, let's talk about some of the initiatives that we've done, and particularly within the department. First of all, we have a staff psychologist. If you recall back in September, back in December, just 2 days before Christmas, we had that tragic incident where two young girls were killed by their dad. We quickly realized how devastating that was, not just to the community, but to our staff. And so we hired, for the first time in probably 15 years or better, a staff psychologist who is on board, who works, her specific area is law enforcement. So that's one of the things. Of course, we've had peer support for a number of years. But when you talk about the culture of this department and its engagement with the community, and when you look at what's going on around the nation, we are blessed here. We're fortunate here because our organization, not just because Chris Nanos is in charge, but for years has enjoyed a great relationship with this community. I've talked to a number of people, a number of institutions about how we not just are a part of this community, we are this community. We live here, we work here, we play here. We have people who volunteer for all these nonprofits. I've created a Commanders in the Community. We go out, and in fact, Monday we'll be at the Community Food Bank donating time. We do a number of things that just with nonprofits. We've redirected funding from our RICO funds into the community projects, such as schools and youth programs that get our kids to graduate high school. If they don't graduate high school, they've got a 7 times greater chance of being in my jail. We've done those types of projects. But what really speaks to the volume of a culture in your organization is you take a look at your complaints. You know, for 10 years, the last 10 years, and now 11 years, we have averaged 250 or less complaints at that office. And you think of that as a large number in a year's time, but it's over 10 years. Every year, the average has been 250. This year, it was 217 complaints. When you look at the number of contacts, daily contacts, we are well over 300,000, 150,000 calls a year. That jail has 2,000 inmates in it every day. You're well over 400,000 contacts with some pretty bad people. And yet we average that type of complaint, those small numbers. So we don't see the same issues they do in the Fergusons of the world and things like that. And I know that Mr. Napier had blamed the media for that type of thing, that the media quickly reacted to something without waiting for the facts. And that may be troublesome, but it's kind of ironic because I think that's what my opponents have done with me, is they've quickly reacted to things without having any factual basis. They just jump on it. To me, Ferguson had zero to do with the media. Now, trust me, I know the media is not always my friend. I know that. But in this case with Ferguson, maybe they did jump out there and react. The problem with Ferguson, and it can't be denied, is there was no connection with that community. They lost their connection. When you have a department of 30-some officers and all of them are white, yet your community is strongly, I don't mean 20, 30, 40, it was like 90%. A black community, you need to represent your community, and you need to do that in all areas. And so we do a pretty good job in it. We can always do better. For example, women. I'm always preaching we need more women in our workforce. How do you justify having representation of your women population in your workforce at about 30%, 20%?
Your opponents, Mr. Napier and Terry Staton, when they did their interview here in the past couple of weeks with me.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh. Okay. But they said morale is a major problem. Is it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're listening to a few people who are with the board of the association board, not even the association. I got a letter just this week from the Fraternal Order of Police. They represent all aspects of my department, from the civilian, the corrections, to the deputies. The association only represents the deputies. In fact, the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, separated from the association when we were negotiating for pay raises because they found them to be ineffective. And so I got a letter just last week praising me and thanking me for all I've done for this organization. And I get it that they didn't get their 40% pay raises, the full decompression. But I said it then and I'll say it now. What they got was fair. They got anywhere from 5 to 20% pay raises. And I hear the argument, well, that's not pay raises. Those were promises. That's different. Well, I'm sorry. If you talk to the gal at Denny's or the guy over here at McDonald's, that's an increase. 20% increase is a pretty good pay raise. Do we want more? Absolutely, everybody does. But you have to approach these things with a sense of reasonableness. You have to go to the board, as I did several times. I met with each individual board member, every board member. I met with every board member with association members and Fraternal Order of Police, all of them with them. We did that for quite some time. We laid out our strategies. I pled with the board on 3 or 4 different occasions the need for decompression. But what they failed to point out is that decompression doesn't just hit your corrections officers and your deputies. I have civilian staff who haven't seen raises in 10 years, so they too are compressed. So we need to figure out a way to take care of everybody, and it is a tough job.
Okay, we've got a couple of calls on hold, but it is time for our break. Tom, let's take the break right now, and our music today featuring Donald Fagen. Mr. Fagen, one of the major influences of the group Steely Dan. This was his first solo album. It's called Nightfly.
I'm Lester the Night Fly. Hello, Baton Rouge. Won't you turn your radio down? Respect the 7 seconds delay we use.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More, featuring Pella replacement windows. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now imagine enhancing your home with new Pella energy efficient windows. Are your windows and doors old and worn out? Maybe your windows leak water when it rains. With those problems, why keep giving your money away to the utility company because your windows are inefficient? It's our free Pella Windows and Doors installation giveaway sale. Receive an estimate this month and we will install them for free. That's right, this month only. Your purchase of new Pella products will be installed for free. Act today. Call this number and this number only, 520-886-1602. 886-1602. Don't let these savings pass you by. Call this number, 886-1602. That's 886-1602. For the free Pella installation sale by Enhance Openings. EnhanceOpenings.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, our Monday Political Face-Off features Bob Westerman and Paul Eckerstrom. Then our monthly conversation with former U.S. Army Chief of Staff General John Wickham. Buckmaster Live, noon to 1, happening on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI. And we've got live streaming podcasts and show archive on my website. That's buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. Donald Fagen put together that wonderful group Steely Dan, and then he went off on his own. This is from Nightfly, which came out, I don't know, in the 80s sometime after, 80s, 82. Thank you, Tom. Sheriff Chris Nanos is with us. He is our Friday Focus interview. The name of the program, My Last Name, Buckmaster. And Dan Scheer is here from the Green Valley News. Tom, we have a couple of calls who have been waiting very patiently. Three calls. Okay. Who is up first for us? We have Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Fine. Sheriff, what is your working relationship with district attorney regarding children who steal?
Okay, thank you, Tom. Kids who steal, Sheriff Nanos.
Well, the relationship with the county attorney's office is always a pretty good working relationship, I think, for all of our team. It has to exist that way, but from my office to Ms. LaWall's office, there has to be a little bit of separation there. It needs to be that way so that she can look at things objectively. And sometimes I disagree with the decisions out of that office, and that's okay. I can't be right all the time. Even though I think I am, I can't be right all the time. As far as kids that steal.
In other words, juvenile crimes.
Yeah, juvenile crimes. You know, I'll say this. The biggest tool you have... The biggest tool law enforcement has to preventing crime, as a crime prevention tool, is to be able to invest into your future, invest into your kids. We all know that with an education, we all stand such a greater chance at life. Education doesn't just impact crime, doesn't just impact homelessness, doesn't impact poverty. It impacts so much. And so how hard is it for us in the law enforcement arena to sit back and support those educational institutions? It doesn't have to always be financially. It can be through a mentoring program, through just even just let them know we're there for them. I have to give credit to the Juvenile County Attorney's Office and the juvenile court system, because it was just about maybe 10 years ago, they went through a bond proposal where they wanted to spend some $50 million to increase the size of the juvenile courthouse, from which was being had over 100 to 200 kids in it. And they saw the growth going up to 300-400, so they built up this big place for 300, and if you double bunk, 600 more beds. And guess what we have today? We have an empty building because they have 25 kids in there because they got it. They saw it that locking up kids isn't the answer. That doesn't solve solutions.
All right. I come from a background with law enforcement. My uncle was a top law enforcement officer in the Chicagoland. And growing up around my uncle, I had this respect for police. I'd go out with him in the old days. You'd drive around, I'd go out with him on calls and things. And where is that gone? I mean, with law enforcement under the microscope, are cops, are deputies, are they still well loved?
Bill, I believe it's just as it was. I think we are very well loved. We are very well respected. I think what you have is you have media in your hands, in your cell phone. It's just mass media. It's 24/7. So the bad news gets out there a lot more sometimes for whatever reasons. But I know from what happened with Dallas and Louisiana, we looked at those, and I'll be honest with you, the day after the Dallas incident, that night I had sent out a message to my team, to all of the people that work for us.
What'd you tell them?
And I said, you have more friends than you have enemies. You have more respect than disrespect. You have a community that supports you and needs you, and your family needs you, and I need you. And know that. You have to believe that. I went the next morning to my academy because we had an academy of 40 deputies that were in day three. And I was just scared to death for them because I know that they're seeing this. And I was uplifted by the fact that every one of them said, no, this reinvigorates me. This makes me want to do
this. You were thinking
there's
going to be a lot of apprehension, a lot of anxiety. Dan?
Exactly. Yeah. I told them, you know, fear is there, but you just have to control it. And it's nothing wrong with saying, this isn't the job for me, and back out now.
If you want to walk away, do it now.
Here's who I really felt for. And now we're starting another program of an orientation of getting the wives and husbands and moms and dads involved is those families on the day they came into our academy entrusted me with their lives, their loved ones' lives. How do I reach out to them to ensure them that we're going to do the best we can to keep them safe?
But between the police-involved shootings and then the officers who were shot in Dallas and Baton Rouge and other places, there has to have been a chilling effect even on the veterans. How are they approaching their jobs now? Are they reluctant in some cases to approach a certain type of person and actually do what they're paid to do? There has to have been some effect in all of this on this.
Bill, like I said, it's in your hand. You have that media in your hand now with the cell phones and that. And I'm sure there's some awareness there. And I hope there's not a hesitation, not a life-saving hesitation, but I would hope that there's some hesitation in what they look at and think about how they're approaching certain situations. I told those deputies, you are receiving the best training, not some of the best training, the best training. And you also have the best equipment. We equip them so well. But what they really have is they have each other. They have the best team. And if they rely on that, their training, their equipment, and their team, each other, they will be safe. And they'll take care of those problems.
All right. We've had a couple of callers who've been waiting patiently. Matthew, you're up to the plate, running out of time as usual.
Yeah. Sheriff Nanos, first of all, thank you for your service to Pima County all these years. As you alluded to, the county attorney has done a great job of reducing the number of juveniles. So it's less than, I think you said, 50. Very low number, I think 25 even you mentioned. As you know, your clients are the different communities, the city of Tucson, the city of South Tucson, and I know you have multiple missions, but I'm focused on the jail for the regular population.
Absolutely.
As you know, the cost factor to your customers is an ongoing issue.
Yes.
And the city of Tucson even explored options to move inmates possibly to another sheriff's department.
Yep.
Okay.
What are you doing? I don't expect you to solve this.
Well, actually, we are solving it. We're working pretty close with all. You're right. We have a number of agencies we work with together on this. The MacArthur Grant's going to help with some of this, all of those issues. But as far as cost goes, we have a bracelet that costs us $11 a day. We can track you anywhere in the county. That versus $300 initial booking or $90 a day in that jail, there's a cost savings. That's one of the first things we looked at in reducing costs, and we're doing that today. We hope to have about 200 more inmates on those bracelets so they can not be in that facility but be home.
Are some of your corrections officers moving up into the deputy position?
Absolutely. You talk about morale at our department, and they always come back to, well, you're losing officers left and right. Well, the truth be known is when I came in here as chief deputy, that the jail had an attrition rate of over 4. Today it's just under 3. Our deputies are 1.2. That's a pretty low attrition rate. It's been that way for years. It's not just Chris Nanos's, it's other things. But we recognize that attrition isn't just handled. Or morale isn't just something handled with money. It also has to do with the way you treat your staff and how you give them opportunities. And at the jail, we opened up a number of opportunities. You can now be a correction officer and rise all the way to the top rank in that jail and be in charge of that jail. India Davis, Chief Davis, is a corrections officer, never a commissioned officer. She could be a commissioned officer, but she's not. She's at the jail, runs it beautifully. It's just a matter of treating your staff appropriately. And one of the problems we had there, Bill, was we weren't hiring COs into deputy positions, even though they wanted to test for that. So they would just leave us for another agency, and I thought that was crazy. We now give them an opportunity to hire on. So the attrition rates you see at the jail today, the last 3 to 4 academies, half of them have been COs wanting to be deputies. So yeah, do I have an attrition rate of people leaving the jail? Sure I do, but they're actually being promoted.
All right. That's, Ingrid, yeah. Thank you for waiting. You're going to be our last call with Sheriff Nanos.
All right. I had two questions, but I don't think it's going to work. You may have heard this question around town already and perhaps have given it some thought. Would you please say, state what is the stated purpose of government according to the Arizona Constitution that you've already sworn to uphold? Have you had any chance to think about that?
Not really, because I've always believed the stated purpose of government is to take care of its people.
Okay, and Ingrid, by the way, Ingrid, I happen to have that with me because our friend Charles gave it to me, actually. Political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. So there you go. That is that's from the Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Section 2.
We can all keep that in our pockets. The other question I had, if you have time.
Real quickly, Ingrid.
Yes. Yesterday, H.G. Sanchez was on the radio, and he alleged that non-Hispanic and non-black students are given preferential treatment, that the other students suffer greater penalties and have greater accusations made against them. Have you heard about any of that in the outside of the Tucson area, in the county area? Is that a common complaint? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ingrid.
I would just tell you I've heard about the pipeline to prison, and there's all kinds of sides and issues to that. That's a national study or piece out there. But, I personally don't know that to be true or false. I would defer that to Dr. Sanchez.
But you would say as a policy, as law enforcement, that you try and deputies try to treat all people with respect,
absolutely,
regardless of
absolutely
their race.
Yeah,
or
absolutely. Yeah. I think that's evident by the way we relate to our community.
All right. Chris Nano, Sheriff Pima County, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Dan Scheer will stick around. Dylan Smith is in the house. Dylan will be joining us in a couple of minutes, and we'll be talking on our Friday roundtable program. But right now, let's go back more to our bump music. This is our intermission music today. It's Donald Fagen from the album Night Fly. Is this Ruby Baby? Yes, it is. Go for it.
Ruby, Ruby, how I want you. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More, featuring Pella Replacement Windows. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now imagine enhancing your home with new Pella energy-efficient windows. Are your windows and doors old and worn out? Maybe your windows leak water when it rains. With those problems, why keep giving your money away to the utility company because your windows are inefficient? It's our free Pella Windows and Doors installation giveaway sale. Receive an estimate this month and we will install them for free. That's right, this month only, your purchase of new Pella products will be installed for free. Act today. Call this number and this number only, 520-886-1602. 886-1602. Don't let these savings pass you by. Call this number, 886-1602. That's 886-1602. For the free Pella installation sale by Enhance Openings. EnhanceOpenings.com.
Hello, I'm Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. Our summer freedom sale's almost over, and so are the great financing offers. Oracle Ford is offering 0% for 72 months on our most popular cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, at Oracle Ford, every model in stock has been discounted, and no dealer ads and no city sales tax. You can't beat our out-the-door prices. And at Oracle Ford, if you want one of our remaining 15 F-150s or Ford Edges, you'll get 0% for 72 months, plus $2,000 cash back. So take the short drive to Oracle Ford, where you'll find 0% financing for 72 months and $2,000 cash back on select models. Plus, you'll love our friendly atmosphere and the way we do business. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot, and no city sales tax or dealer ads. FMC financing on approved credit.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
the blue Miami sky.
One of my favorite albums, Donald Fagen, one of my favorite groups from Steely Dan. Dylan Smith joining us from TucsonSentinel.com, editor, publisher, founder. Do you like Steely Dan?
Do I like Steely Dan? I can appreciate the craftsmanship that went into both the playing of the music and the recording
because,
of that
come
stuff.
Come on, you got to admit, the studio is
very tight. It's very smooth. Mm-hmm. It's an epic work of the craft. Mm-hmm. Do I turn up Steely Dan and rock out?
But you can understand why people would.
Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. It's just not my thing. I'll turn up the Clash. Not Steely Dan.
Okay, and I know it's not Dan Shearer's thing.
Although, some of those melodies are a little bit catchy.
Yeah.
They are good.
Dan Shearer likes more of kind of older stuff. Petula Clark. No, maybe not.
Can't dispute that.
But how much is that doggy in the window?
And I like, Fifth Dimension. I like some of the Fifth Dimension
stuff. I love that.
I know you do.
It's all over my iPod.
One Less Bell to Answer and all that stuff. Yeah. Anyway, we could talk music for the rest of the hour, but this is the Friday Roundtable, and we're going to talk a little bit about news. Before we get to you, Dylan, I want to bring Dan in because there's been breaking news about Rosemont. How big a deal is this with the Army Corps of Engineers? Were they giving a preliminary denial of a permit?
Well, it's a regional office that says, we would recommend that the water permit, which is one of two permits that Rosemont still needs, not be granted. So is it a big deal? Well, it's a victory, probably more of a moral victory than anything else for the opponents of the mine and the Santa Ritas. It's going to delay things. It's certainly not going to stop things. I called the Army Corps today and said, okay, we want to see the report because everyone wants to know why was this recommendation made, and they have not decided yet whether it's a public record or not. They're having a dispute within their own office, actually, deciding whether they should release that. So hopefully we can find out what that is and whether it's a big enough concern that it's actually going to carry on and stop this project. But right now, it is a delay. But you know what? I don't think Rosemont wants to be digging anytime soon.
Not with the price of copper.
Correct.
Right now.
So we'll see what happens. But very interesting development.
It's definitely a long-term play right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're trying to dig that big hole and pull the copper out, eventually you want to keep forging ahead with the bureaucracy, but you're not going to get out there with a shovel anytime soon. The results of this report, which we haven't seen,
right,
are a recommendation to make a decision to not allow them to use groundwater. It's not the decision itself.
Right, and I've seen that already misreported a couple of times, saying, "Oh, they decided not to give them the permit." No, they haven't. So
they said, "Oh, maybe we shouldn't."
Right, and it kicks it up to San Francisco, and it would delay it going out to Washington, where eventually the EPA will make the decision.
And then there'll be a lawsuit after that, of course, no matter which way the decision goes.
Absolutely. So it's a delay, but it's not certainly by no means the end.
Speaking of breaking news from TucsonSentinel.com, you were going through Dylan Smith, Councilwoman Regina Romero's. Is that kind of her weekly? It's a weekly.
This one was a monthly newsletter.
Newsletter.
Pretty much everybody on the city council sends out email newsletters,
sure,
monthly, weekly. And, I take a quick buzz through those to see what they're thinking
anything
about.
Anything catch your
to
eye?
To see if there's something I might have missed going on in the community that people should know about even more widely. And I noticed that last night she sent out a newsletter. And a big chunk of that newsletter was dedicated to her voicing her support for an initiative that seems likely to make the November ballot to raise the minimum wage in Arizona and mandate sick leave for employees of private businesses, making that available, which something she tried to do at the city level but couldn't get pushed through. They're working on that in the state. And it's widely known, everybody knows that this is something she supports, but Arizona law forbids cities, including elected officials, from using public resources, such as a government email newsletter, to electioneer. You can't support candidates or oppose them. You can't support initiatives or oppose them. And And she did that. So, you know, to her credit, when I spoke with her this morning about it, she said that if indeed she did misunderstand, she said she thought she was just prohibited from backing candidates, not ballot measures. If she did understand, she'll retract that and do what she needs to do to make it right.
Okay. Being the watchdog, Mr. Dylan Smith. Speaking of watchdog, Pima County Board of Supervisors do not meet every Tuesday during the summer. Is their next meeting coming up this Tuesday?
Yeah, there's a meeting that would be the second, I believe, next Tuesday.
And is there anything concerning the ongoing Allie Miller story?
The last time I checked the agenda, there wasn't anything yet on there associated. Of course, I checked yesterday. That may have changed at this point with some last-minute additions. There have been talk from some of the supervisors, including Miller herself, about putting various issues relating to public records on the agenda for discussion. And, of course, again, we got even more I would call it pretty rock-solid proof that Miller's statements that she does not use her personal email and Facebook and text messages to do public business are complete and utter falsehoods. We had more of her former employees, including, in another layer of irony on this, her former counsel, her former supervisor aide, who basically kicked off people looking into this by starting that bizarre fake news website a few months ago. Provide us with emails. He said he gave us everything that was public business that he had on his personal email and her private personal email, exchanges back and forth, and Facebook messages and text messages. These things clearly exist, and yet she continually, repeatedly claims they do not.
And the Pima County attorney has kicked it up to the to the state attorney.
Indeed, the state attorney general's office here in Tucson, the criminal division, is checking things out and seeing if there should be a serious criminal investigation of this.
And now my question to you, Dan Scheer, is any of this going to matter when people go to vote? And by the way, they will be voting very soon. Starting next Wednesday. And registration?
Monday at midnight. Monday, if you want to have your voice heard, sorry, yeah. Dan, I'm stepping on your little bit here.
He is.
If you want to have your voice heard in this election, in the August primary, you need to be registered by midnight on Monday.
Now, Dan.
And Bill, you asked the key question there.
It
will
is
any
the
of
key
this
question.
Matter? And I know that Dylan has taken a lot of heat on social media.
He really has.
Yeah,
people
for going
come after,
after this,
him.
Yeah, for going after this so hard.
I go after everybody hard.
Yeah,
I'm going after Raheena Romero this morning.
Right.
If you mess up, I'm sorry. You messed up.
Right. They think that you're going after Allie Miller a little too hard.
Yeah.
And what has your response been?
Just that. I mean, I'm not going to really get myself into some social media argument about the propriety of what I'm reporting on. If a government official does something wrong, I'm going to tell people about it. That's not a partisan thing. I've, over the past several weeks, reported more of what I guess you could call Democratic mistakes than Republican mistakes. And if you take a step beyond messing up and lie about messing up and keep lying about it, yeah, we're going to keep looking into it. That's our responsibility.
And this kind of goes back to Bill's question about, is it really going to matter? And the fact is that the withholding of public records, which completely drives me nuts, it's the thing you have to pull me off the ceiling over, probably drives journalists nuts more than it does the average person. But because we understand the importance of what can be done if we're not given access to public records.
And this isn't even withholding. This is pretending that the records don't even exist.
Right, and it's lying and it's getting into, and you're right, you have rock solid proof that she has been conducting public business in private accounts. And so to us it really matters, Bill, to get back to your question, as journalists, I hope it matters in a general way that the public would care what the what are people in authority are doing with public records and that we have access to it. It's so important that they are not allowed to shut down or go behind our backs or use private accounts, because all sorts of bad things happen. So what does it matter to the average person? I can't answer that, but every person should be, at least voting in this race in particular, asking themselves that question. What does this really matter? What she's done? What message does it send to send her back to office? I think it's the biggest race in Arizona this year for those reasons. But again, as a journalist, I probably think about it differently.
We should make clear that it's not illegal in Arizona. And I keep reporting this every time we discuss this. It's not illegal in Arizona to use your personal email Facebook or whatever to do public business, to talk with your staff or your constituents or whatever. But those are still public records. And if somebody asks for them, you are required by law to turn them over. It's a very, very simple fact. There's no dodging public records laws by trying to hide it in your personal email.
And it
shouldn't work like that. That's not how this works.
This may actually help Allie Miller, because some of her constituents would say, there's the media, the news people picking on Allie again. So it's sympathy vote might play in here.
Are those folks going to vote for Rahina the next time she's up?
I don't know. Tom,
of course, you're looking at a slightly different electorate, different district, but I would think, shouldn't these same sympathy vote apply?
Yeah, we got to go. It's a five-minute break, so we're going to come back and have Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. Dylan Smith, thank you very much. We'll
Absolutely.
Look for your work at TucsonSentinel.com. Dan Scheer, Green Valley News, Saharita Sun. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Tucson's spectacular thunderstorms are here. With all that rain and showy lightning comes a little craziness. Tohono O'Chul Park's Monsoon Madness Plant Sale is July 29th and July 30th. Featuring the largest contingent of Arizona's unique plant growers, afford a rare opportunity to access the area's foremost plant experts. Come see us at 733 North Paseo del Norte, Friday, July 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, July 30th from 8 to 1 p.m. Visit our website at tohonoochulpark.org.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Enhance Openings, Windows, Doors, and More, featuring Pella Replacement Windows. You already know how my design team can enhance any special event. Now imagine enhancing your home with new Pella energy-efficient windows. Are your windows and doors old and worn out? Maybe your windows leak water when it rains. With those problems, why keep giving your money away to the utility company because your windows are inefficient? It's our free Pella Windows and Doors installation giveaway sale. Receive an estimate this month and we will install them for free. That's right, this month only, your purchase of new Pella products will be installed for free. Act today. Call this number and this number only, 520-886-1602, 886-1602. Don't let these savings pass you by. Call this number, 886-1602. That's 886-1602 for the free Pella installation sale by Enhance Openings. EnhanceOpenings.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs.
Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
All right, Weekend Watch, brought to us by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's the signature event for Silver City this weekend. It's the Clay Festival. Everything to do with pottery. It's only a three-hour drive over to Silver City, so check out the Clay Festival and stay at many fine places like Gila Hot Springs Ranch and Faywood Hot Springs Resort. Let's welcome now Inside Tucson business, food, and beverage columnist and the host of Weekend Watch, Mr. Matt Russell. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. I have got my Friday on, let me tell you.
Yeah, what's this about a National Chicken Wing Day?
It is. It gives me great pleasure to wish you and the whole Buckmaster team a happy National Chicken Wing Day. That's right, an entire day devoted to one of my favorite foods. And thankfully, we don't have to look hard to find some killer wings around town. You know, whether it's standard buffalo style or a multitude of different flavor variations, you can find something that you'll like. Now, you know, my dad hails from Buffalo, so I know great wings. And some of my personal picks include Rocco's Little Chicago, Risky Business, and the Catalina Barbecue Company. I say go ahead and wing it, Bill, any way you want for National Chicken Wing Day. And you know me, the spicier the better.
You betcha. Janos Wilder's doing such a nice job at Carriage House.
I love that destination for culinary education downtown. And tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., our good friend Tom Alfonso of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, he's going to be teaming up with Wendy Gauthier, otherwise known as Chef Chic, on a super fun class featuring creative and delicious ways to cook with olive oils and balsamic vinegars. As I said, it happens tomorrow morning at 11 at the Carriage House, and you'll not only enjoy watching these pros demo a three-course lunch, but you'll get to eat everything that's made right before your eyes. There's only a few seats remaining, so grab them while you can. You got to call 615-6100.
What's going on at the grill, the Horseshoe Grill?
Yeah, it's a special Sunday at the new Horseshoe Grill on Broadway and Pantano. You know, Sunday is a day that they typically have taken off, but weekend guests clamored so loudly for those mesquite grilled steaks and smoked ribs that they finally surrendered and said yes to Sundays. And to celebrate, they're going to feature some delicious mimosas as well as, get this, a house smoked Bloody Mary. Yes, the iconic Sunday morning beverage garnished with house smoked bacon and a rim coated with barbecue rub. That's what Sundays at the Shoe look like, all starting this Sunday at the Horseshoe Grill from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's on my calendar.
All right. Have a great last weekend of July, Mr. Russell. Thank you, sir.
Right back to you, Bill. Thanks.
All right. All right. So many people to thank for our program, people who make all of this possible, including Christophan, a fine young German composer. He does the original music for the Buckmaster Show, and he informed me of the good news. The CD is out. It's called One God. There is a link to Mr. Christophan on my website, buckmastershow.com. The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for its content on behalf of our entire team. Starting at the top, the station owners, Doug and Mary Martin, our operations manager, Ray Allen, who also is my engineer producer, usually Monday through Thursday, except this week when he's on vacation, my friend Tom Fairbanks, who is my engineer producer, usually Friday, but this week he was with me Wednesday. By the time I finish saying this, Wednesday through Friday, and of course, Ed Alexander does a great job, Rosemary Brandt, my assistant, Jerry Cross, our production ace, lots of great weekend programming, Charles Heller, a lot of good stuff, including Swap Shop coming down the track at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. On behalf of all of us, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great weekend.